Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have about 2 days to gather enough House votes to pass the spending and debt ceiling bill the two agreed to over the weekend.
The agreement prevents the worst possible crisis, a default, for the first time in our nation's history.
The president pitched the deal at the White House, as did the House Speaker.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs.
McCarthy's Democratic counterpart, Hakeem Jeffries, tells CBS he's ready to sell his caucus.
President Biden has delivered a result that prevents us from our economy crashing and stops the extreme MAGA Republicans from triggering a job-killing recession.
So is Arkansas Republican French Hill, also on CBS.
I feel confident that we'll have those votes after people review the text, talk with their colleagues.
While the bill raises the debt limit for 2 years, it also strengthens work requirements for federal public assistance programs and rescinds unused COVID-19 funding. The House vote is scheduled for Wednesday. Around the world, Japan's Nikkei stock index rose by more than 1% on news of the deal. The UK's FTSE is up by about 0.75%. The U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day. The insurance company State Farm says it will no longer insure new homes and businesses in California. The reason? The record number of wildfires over the past 6 years and the risk of a lot more. Current customers of State Farm will get to keep their policies. Remember 2004 where the Boston Red Sox lost the first 3 games of the American League Championship Series, then won the next 4 on their way to the World Series? The NBA's Boston Celtics can repeat that history tonight. Down 0-3 to Miami, the Celtics have won the last 3. Game 7 is tonight in Boston. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been swan songs for a few of the best TV series in recent years. Last night saw the final episodes of Succession and Barry on HBO, or rather on Max. The parent company decided to ditch the nearly 50-year-old brand HBO in favor of just Max. Also ending its run last Friday, the huge Amazon comedy The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And this Wednesday, the series finale of Ted Lasso drops on Apple Plus. Now all that leads to this question. Just how bad is it that we binge-watch these and other shows? Well, maybe not so bad.
Researchers from the University of California, San Diego, have a new study that says binge-watching shows is actually a lesson in self-control. The study found binge-watching, which is 3 shows or more, is a planned-out in-advanced activity, and it's not about failure of control. And binge-watching doesn't translate to binge-eating, although Yahoo says popcorn is the staple for binge-watching. And if you want people to stop binge-watching shows, the study says add commercials. I'm Bree Tennis.
Lots of us got our binge on during the pandemic at the expense of movie theaters, but they continue to come back. Disney's live-action version of The Little Mermaid took in more than $95 million in its debut weekend to top the box office list. Coming in second, Fast X at $23 million. Rest of the top five, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, the Super Mario Brothers movie, and The Machine. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got the author Mark Hager, his book, The Last of the 357th Infantry, Harold Frank's World War II Story of Faith and Courage. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be here, and hope you all are doing well, and hope your audience is doing even better.
Well, you've got quite the story here to share with us, from D-Day to Dresden with a crackshot BAR rifleman. what a story. How did this come into your purview?
It was just one of those divine inspirations, I guess you could say. I was helping a local farmer who had purchased some more land but had a very historic home on it. And gave him some ideas on what to do with it. And out of gratitude and thanks for helping them, he invited me to a farmer's luncheon about 42 miles from my office.
Mm-hmm.
And so went to it, got there, as my wife would say, late as usual, and got in there. And being a veteran myself, some of the people that I knew, they were already seated and had all of their buddies around them. And so when that happens, I look around, see if I can spot a veteran or something like that, and saw this older gentleman with that POW cap on, and I said, that's where I'm going. And so
yes.
I sat down beside him, and his age, he's done really good for his age. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking Korean War or something, and then when I asked him what unit he was with, and he said he was with the 357th Infantry. And I just kind of stopped because I was stationed in Germany when I was in the Army, and went to some of these sites. And I said, well, excuse me, sir, the only 357th that I know of was from the 90th Division that landed at Utah Beach and got wiped out two or three different times during the Normandy campaign. And he got kind of emotional and said, we lost a lot of good people. And I went, oh, my gosh. Have I not heard of this guy?
Yeah,
and I grabbed napkins, cards, and started asking him questions and writing it down, and everyone had left that place. It's just me and him were talking, and the farmer that I helped, he said, well, you can go over to his house. I can tell you how to get there. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, sure. And from that, the story developed.
So on napkins at a picnic, and here it is, the start, but... I mean, for you, yeah, I can understand why you say it had to be a divine appointment because, you know, as things would work out, here you were. You were supposed to sit next to Harold Frank and hear his story and tell it. I mean, wow, what an experience in first connecting with him. So so tell us more about Harold Frank's story. I mean, we talk about D-Day to Dresden. And his, you know, his background. I mean, of course, his MOS there is a rifleman in the Army.
Yes. Harold's story is kind of unique because when I began to talk to different publishers about it, I realized with Harold, he had the unique ability to relate to, I would call it, the average reader and to those who are looking for answers as to what made them the greatest generation. He could fit all the different angles. And Harold's Great Depression era story as a child, those first five chapters that I put over any other World War II books that I have read, and that's how I kind of geared that story. You are in Harold's shoes when he is 5 years old. No complaining. He had to build their home with the help of his dad in a sawmill, operating a horse team at 5 years of age, sleeping in burlap sacks that his mom had put together into a quilt. We are in Great Depression 101, and those skills that he learned, by the time you get to where he is in basic training, you should be wondering, I would hate to be a German or a Japanese soldier facing him.
Yeah, for his background. I mean, he goes in, what, he's 20 years old when he enters the Army?
Yes.
Wow.
And so, the only time he volunteered for anything was when a first sergeant stood up in basic training and held out the Browning automatic rifle, which in the military we knew as the, they never call it the Browning automatic rifle. We always called it the badass rifle.
Yes.
B-A-R, that's what the military veterans knew it as. And he volunteered before he even finished talking about the rifle to carry it. And that's his introduction to the BAR. And then you'll get to meet an interesting story about how he meets his assistant gunner. If you've read the book, it's a story on the Liberty ships. You don't really hear a lot about what was happening on those ships as they were inbound to Europe from America.
Right.
And Harold has some really, I mean, really comical stories, but all of it was like a divine appointment as to how he met the people that would end up being with him when he's in Normandy. And then you'll go through and fight the worst of it for the 90th Division at the Battle of Gourbeville, Boucoudray, and at the LaFare Causeway, where they met up with the 82nd Airborne, and it's just an amazing how he survived. I mean, one American was wounded every 5 meters. One was killed every 10, trying to move 17 miles.
Wow, wow. And, well, let's you got my attention. I mean, this thing is just nonstop. I mean, I don't know how you could have what must have seemed like, you know, minutes was probably days of conversation back and forth. I mean, I can only imagine what an honor it was to talk to him. But, you know, let's share some of Harold's stories. I mean, you know, some of the lighthearted ones as well. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, since we're talking about the Vine stuff, one of the things that was unique in his battle scenes, and the guys that were in the foxhole with him, like Paul Esworthy, you'll meet him in the book, is that he claims countless videos that I have with him speaking, that, and he gets emotional. He says, I could feel my mother's prayers. I knew she was praying on her knees, and I would wake up. And it got to the point that Paul would look at him and said, is your mom praying again? He would say, yes. And then normally something really tremendous was about to happen. An attack, when he gets captured. Events that happened when he was in Dresden at the POW the night that Allied bombs came in with the 1,000-plane bombing of Dresden. He survives it. And he could hear, he claims he could hear his mom just as clear as he was back home. And you'll find those stories in there. You'll find stories of how he realizes they're going to all starve to death. They were put in a forced work camp, not just a POW camp, but a forced work camp near a Messerschmitt airfield in Dresden. And to survive, he got a sassafras tree, cut a branch out of it. And from 6 years of age, knew how to make a slingshot, and then would find all the necessary components to make it, and then hid it from the Germans And each week they would average about him and a team. It took a team to do this, about four people.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Mark Hager after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Mark Hager continues. We're talking about his book, and it's part of the World War II collection. This one is the last of the 357th Infantry, Harold Frank's World War II story of faith and courage. As you were just relating, Mark, you know, what Harold had endured while in this camp. I mean, he was a POW. How long was he a POW?
About 10 months. He went through five battles and ends up without them knowing it, behind German lines, leading a patrol, trying to find two companies, I&L Company at the 357th, that had gotten cut off. They lost word, but one tech sergeant survived it and said there were more still alive. And so he volunteered to go and try to make contact to get them out, and didn't realize that the German 15th Parachute Infantry Regiment was leading a major counterattack trying to drive all of the American troops from Omaha and Utah back to the beachhead. And basically, they thought they had overrun those two companies. And then Harold finds a few of them, scares one of them half to death, and he jumps in the foxhole beside of them. But they end up fighting 9 hours behind German lines. Germans have to send other reinforcements back from actually trying to drive them to the beach because a new pocket had developed, they thought. It was really Harold and about four other guys, and putting all their ammo and such together, and fought 9 hours eventually to where they were out of ammo. And they get captured, and of course, they don't realize Harold's been shot in the shoulder, and Harold's kind of hiding that. But the guy next to Harold that Harold had picked up and, like, carried out of some of the flooded marshes that were famous at Normandy, Germans saw him and recognized his fractured leg, and they executed him. So Harold, at that point, he looked at the other guys as they had to give up, and he said, now we're going to see what tough really is.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah, he says that in this experience, so I know that if you never lose faith in God and your country, you can make it home safe. Never stop praying, work as a team, and remember the cost of freedom. Wow. What words that should continue to echo through the millennium?
Yeah, it does, and it bothers him today that you know, we get so busy doing nothing, as he would say. The more technology that we get that's supposed to give us more time, actually the busier we become.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose sight of the basic things that he grew up with. And it doesn't mean you're perfect. I mean, you know, he'll admit the United States isn't perfect, you know, but it tries, and it works to overcome problems. But if you lose sight of your family and your faith and God and country, all those kind of wrapped together, then you don't really have anything. And so people got to get back to the basics.
Exactly. Yeah, I call it returning to first principles, Mark. And, you know, as Harold is expressing here, it's about the American people. I mean, now we're up to, what, 340 million people, a unique body, all homogenized in a sense, hopefully. I mean, you know, we're all coming together behind this great American idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, something that drove him, you know, to enter the military. I mean, he went in the military during World War II, you know, to defend these principles that we still live under today. Now, some may argue that they're slipping through our fingers, and I think that's, you know, partial valid observation, but we can take a lot away from the story of Harold Frank and his passion, you know, for this country. And here we are. I mean, we're down to, what, the last 1% of this wonderful generation that defended this great country of ours, right?
Yes, just to sit with him and to think about these things with him and hear him responding to current events and looking around at the others. I was with the 75th anniversary of D-Day and filmed, made a documentary on it back in 2019.
Right.
And there were 17 of them. And, of course, many of them, it was hard for them to really communicate, but their stories were so similar as to the credits for their survival and their devotion to faith and especially to prayer, that God is real and He's there, and he, no matter how bad the situation gets, no matter how tough the situations are in the United States today, if you'll just turn around and stop and listen to him, those things can be turned around on a dime, just like situations were for him in countless times that he shouldn't be here. Harold, multiple times, you know, should not have survived anyone reading it, his story, but somehow he came through. And you have to come away from that with faith.
Yeah.
And it has saved soldiers. There's been a couple from the book signings events that, you know, get back to me that they read it and they had been contemplating things like suicide, you know, veterans returning from Afghanistan, Iraq, and,
right. exactly.
and others. And then the book, you know, inspired them.
You know, and the thing is, this generation, you know, regarded as the greatest generation, was in my purview here, and what I understand, Mark, and my dad was a World War II vet, probably had to be one of the most humble generations. You know, there was a sense of humility and faith and esprit de corps, if I might say, as well, that has not been seen, you know, almost since.
Yes, and they're regular people. They're regular people just like us, but that part that you mentioned is the key. They had a certain realization. Things can get bad. Things can get tough. But our design, our divine design, is to overcome and to listen and to take the events that happen, learn from them, and move on and prosper.
Yeah.
It's not to sit and be upset and not try to better things. It's the opposite. It's striving to be better for you, better for your family, relationships. It's multifaceted approaches that the greatest generation will teach you.
Right. Well, and that's the thing about it is that, you know, for those of us who are sons and daughters of this world's greatest generation, some of these stories, and this is why we appreciate what you're doing here, because these are the stories that we didn't necessarily hear. We may have seen some, you know, some TV documentaries and other things about it, but very rarely did we hear directly from the participants, from our parents, directly as to
right.
what they did and how they participated in the war.
That's true, and you got to be careful when you're dealing with veterans who have intensive combat stories or horrors. I mean, really the correct term would be just PTS. I just call it post-traumatic stress from the military. It's not a disorder. It's just stress.
Yes.
And these guys that go through these different struggles, whatever it may be, when you try to talk with them, you got to do it with a respect that they can see, and in slow increments, to where they can finally feel, you know, it's okay to talk about things that they, like Harold, had tried to forget for 70 years, and actually he had successfully forgotten much of it enough to where it became a problem with me trying to put his story together.
Right.
Because by the time he's trying to reconnect to all of these stories, they're so scattered.
Best regards to Harold Frank and his great story and this book, Mark. What a blessing. The last of the 357th Infantry, Harold Frank's World War II story of faith and courage. The historian Mark Hager has been our guest. Mark, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have about 2 days to gather enough House votes to pass the spending and debt ceiling bill the two agreed to over the weekend.
The agreement prevents the worst possible crisis, a default, for the first time in our nation's history.
The bill would raise the debt limit for 2 years and also strengthen work requirements for federal public assistance programs and rescind unused COVID-19 funding. The House vote set for Wednesday. Around the world, Japan's Nikkei stock index rose by more than 1% on news of the deal. The UK's FTSE's up by 0.75%. The U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day. State Farm says it will no longer insure new homes and businesses in California thanks to the record number of wildfires over the past 6 years and the risk of a lot more. Current customers of State Farm will get to keep their policies. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Need to check out DeRoy Murdoch as well. He is a Fox News contributor, Project 21 founding member, the one and only. Here he is right now. DeRoy, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I just keep going. I mean, ever since, I got to tell you how much you inspired me in talking about Biden's blunders. I mean, they are unending. And here we are. I mean, it's a constant mishandling, whether it's Afghanistan, the border, COVID, inflation. I mean, the list just keeps on growing. I mean, we may need to have to reproduce another version of the American alphabet in order to cover all these blunders. Just saying.
Yeah, A to Z didn't do it, so maybe it would have to do AA and Z or something like that. Yeah, and every day it's something else, and you think, okay, well, we can, you know, maybe relax a little bit after lunch. Nope, 3 o'clock, another disaster happens. You have to focus on that and either write about it, broadcast about it, or, you know, at bare minimum bite your fingernails, I guess.
Yeah, and the thing is the American people now, more than a majority, are agreeing that there's something not according to Hoyle here with this, with this president, his administration. The thing that still amazes me, DeRoy, is that you'll have like, 53-60% of the American people saying, okay, we got trouble here in River City. And then you end up with about 47% that still say it's okay, it's hunky-dory. What planet are you on?
The amazing part is that, 60% think the place is a mess. The other 40% are saying, oh, never been better. So they're quite astonished.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, for example, let's look at the border. And mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say,
looking at the
Biden's performance and the economy is just at 33% think he's doing a good job. The third of the country thinks he's doing a great job. That seems kind of high to me.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it makes you wonder. I mean, it's almost like I go, for a moment, I think, what do they know that I don't know? And maybe I'd like to have a conversation with them. And then I think for a second, I go, no, I don't. I don't want to have, because if they're that deluded into thinking that somehow that works, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. I'm not in their zip code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe they're living in some part of the country that's just everything's going along swimmingly. But you know, as for the rest of us, it's one mess, from inflation to the border to fentanyl to crime to all the corruption, and then it turns out the FBI is basically the armed wing of the Democrat National Committee. And the Department of Justice is the department of helping Biden get reelected. I mean, it just keeps going. Gas stoves. I mean, there's no end to it, really.
Oh yeah, exactly. Well, and what about these whistleblowers that were so protected during, you know, the Trump administration? Now it's like the Biden administration wants to all but put them up against a block wall and bring on a firing squad on them or something. I mean, wow, how quick things have changed. Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, you've got this, there are multiple whistleblowers. I was having a conversation with somebody on the Hill, and since they're whistleblowers, they're anonymous, so you can't say Mr. Jones, Ms. Smith. It's just whistleblower. And I think there are at least four of them who were active and or pivotal to all these various investigations. One of them has to do with Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family's influence peddling. Mm-hmm. Another one has to do with the IRS investigation of Hunter Biden's, did he pay his taxes? Did he pay his fair share of taxes, to coin a phrase? Then there's another one who is involved, I think a second IRS whistleblower, and then there's an additional whistleblower. There are about four of them. One of them, the one at the IRS who was leading the investigation of Hunter Biden's taxes, Benatar Unit was taken off the case last week and something approaching the Saturday night massacre of Watergate. I think there's a second whistleblower who's just come up who's corroborating what the first one said. Then the one involved in the business with Hunter Biden and the Biden family and all the funny money at the overseas influence peddling, I believe that one has been put under some kind of inappropriate pressure at work. And then there's another whistleblower who's missing. Now, I don't know if missing means this person isn't returning phone calls, or if this person is, face down in a shallow grave somewhere. I mean, it's really quite terrifying.
Yeah, I hope not. Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, I'm
very scary.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Well, you imagine, and some of the stories with these whistleblowers, they had years and thousands of hours. One whistleblower said, I was 95% done with the job, and they pulled the cord on me.
Yep.
How frustrating is that?
Well, it's frustrating. It's totally outrageous because, if what we are hearing is correct, the IRS agents, not just one, it turns out I spoke with a source close to this who told me that the number of agents taken off the case, the whistleblower and 12 others, so 13 IRS agents altogether. This is a pretty big team that was working on this thing for years. They've been told, okay, go do something else, take the day off. You know, you're not going to work on this any longer. And they were told to do this reportedly by the Department of Justice. So you've got the Department of Justice telling the IRS shut down that investigation. That's called obstruction of justice. I can't think of any other appropriate.
I would think,
obstruction of justice. And I have to think that the Attorney General had to have been in on this decision. And if that's the case, you've got the Attorney General engaging in a conspiracy to obstruct justice. Again, this sounds like John Mitchell right in the middle of Watergate back in 1972-73.
Yeah. Well, common sense would indicate that the Attorney General was involved, and also I would believe that the President, because guess what? If you want to look at and consider what somebody will do, look what they've done. Look what he did in Ukraine. Get rid of that prosecutor. You want the $1 billion? Get rid of that prosecutor who's looking after my son, because that ain't going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly it. If you want to get this aid money from the United States, get that prosecutor to back off, who's investigating Burisma and his son's the Ukrainian energy company on whose board Hunter Biden served. And he said he was on camera speaking. This is Biden, Joe Biden, on camera, Council on Foreign Relations, saying, my flight leaves in I think 3 or 4 hours. I need to know that prosecutor has been taken off that case, or you guys don't get the, I think it was roughly $400 or $500 million, some kind of financial aid. And he goes, SOB, they took the prosecutor off the case. And he laughed about it. Everyone at the Council on Foreign Relations laughed about it. It's all on camera. This isn't any secret. Is he going to up this?
Exactly.
He's very open and brazen about it. And hilarious. You know, you just engaged in blackmail and extortion of a foreign country for domestic political purposes. This is exactly the charge against Donald J. Trump in the first impeachment. And Biden did the same thing. And what happened to him? He got elected president of the United States, and he just continues to skate.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is interesting is that they want to ignore that kind of logic because we say, look, at you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done, right? So in the most recent libel case against President Trump, what did they do? They brought something back, what, from 15, 20 years ago, a video with Billy Bush, and they said, you see, that's what kind of guy is. This is what kind of character this guy is. But, you know, when it comes to Biden, you can't use the same, the same consideration or logic, I guess.
Well, you can't, and you, as you say, this is an old case. This sexual battery and situation. And we're to believe that Donald J. Trump back about, what was it, in the mid-90s, I think, something like this, was that a department store in Manhattan went into the ladies' dressing room and forced himself on this woman, not at, midnight, but I think at 2 or 3 p.m. And in the middle of all this, she didn't scream, she didn't demand help when supposedly finished, didn't walk up the door, she didn't chase him out and say, stop that guy, he's a rapist, get the security guys in, call 911, bring the police in. None of that happened. She didn't go home and, tell her doctor about it, didn't go in for a rape kit, and we don't hear anything about it until, 25, 30 years later? Really?
Yeah. And she doesn't even remember. She doesn't even remember all this stuff. And, of course, the thing that's interesting, because most in situations when it comes to the law, you need to have a couple of witnesses. Mm-hmm. You only have her story. And it's fuzzy at best. And then they come in, at President Trump. They're going to get him for sexual battery. So they couldn't do that. But let's just we'll give him a $5 million payment. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We couldn't prove our case, but we're going to go ahead and make him pay $5 million regardless.
Well, my guess is that this was designed, if nothing else, to turn into commercials in the fall of 2024.
Oh, of course.
Without a doubt. Do you want to elect the president to the White House, a man who's guilty of sexual battery, and drive down his support primarily among suburban women, where, so many elections are decided? I think that was the whole goal here. And
without a doubt.
And juries are not exactly fair and balanced, shall we say, when it comes to...
no, we think not.
Conservative Republican president.
Exactly. Going to break. Got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both.
The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, look, there's absolute madness going on at the border. Mayorkas, the president, this administration would want us to believe that all is hunky and dory.
Yeah, they keep saying the border's closed. If you think people are coming across the border, you're hallucinating, you know, get off the drugs, et cetera. I mean, it's amazing how brazenly they just lie to us, saying the border's closed and everybody knows exactly the opposite. You know, the Customs and Border Protection still puts out every month the number of incursions on the southwestern border. And in the first 27 months of Joe Biden's watch, excuse me, or let's do it the other way around, Trump's last 27 months, about 1.67 million people were encountered at the border. In the first 27 months of Joe Biden, that number is 5.25 million. That's up 314%. So not only are they crossing the border, they're crossing the border at triple the rate that they did under Trump. And towards the end of his tenure, once the wall had gotten in and all that other stuff, he did not have his last month with the triple-digit incursions was June of 2019. After that, they were all five digits, not six. Every single month of Joe Biden's presidency, he's at six digits worth of people coming across the border, 100,000 or more. April was 211,000 people coming across the border. And that does not include the gotaways, who are people we see crossing. We didn't get a chance to catch them, and they kept going. There's some rough estimate on those. That number has gone up.
Don't they know that's against the law to get away?
Well, maybe they got good lawyers and they keep going. Let's see.
Really?
Under Trump, in fiscal year 2020, he had about 69,000 gotaways who were detected. We saw them, but we couldn't catch them. Under fiscal year 2022, which is all under Biden's watch, that number was 599,000. That's up 768%. And then you have the unknown gotaways. Those are people who got through, we didn't even detect. And there's no way of calculating that number because they weren't seen through binoculars or telescopes or, you know, helicopters. That number is unknown to us. We've also had something like 180, I think is the number, of people on the terrorist watch list. 183 people on the terrorist watch list we've caught, including somebody from Afghanistan, I believe it was a week or two ago. Caught, who knows what that number is. And let's hope these people decide to go into, commercial real estate or something as opposed to blowing up buildings.
Roy, you and I grew up in Southern California, and Numbers USA just wrote a column saying that in the last 2 years, basically, you've got, the city of Los Angeles duplicated in the body count of illegal migrants. I mean, think about that.
So we've just created a whole brand-new Los Angeles worth of illegal aliens who have invaded our country without our permission, without an invitation. And in many cases, we have no idea who these people are. We don't know if they're friends or foes. We don't know if they're healthy or sick. We don't know if these people are sane or insane. And, you know, these people, some of them are getting notices to come in for court dates in 2026, 2027. In the meantime, they're free to do whatever they want. Some people are coming in, not even getting these pieces of paper saying, hey, come in for a court date. And we don't expect them to show up, but we know we can wink at them and they wink at us. And we all pretend that we're going to meet again. Mm-hmm. Some of these people aren't even getting those, not even that sort of patina of attachment to our system. They're just told, come on in, have a good time, enjoy America. These people don't have working papers. How are they going to take care of themselves? How are they going to feed themselves? If they get sick, they're going to go to our hospitals and clinics. I think in El Paso and other places, American citizens are being displaced so that illegal aliens can come in and get free medical care. I live in New York City, and according to Mayor Adams, as he puts it in an outrageous comment he made, the newest Americans, he calls them, which is disgusting. They're apparently occupying about half the hotel rooms in the city. So if you're coming to New York City to go to Broadway plays and go to nice restaurants, good luck, because half the hotel rooms in the city are filled with people who invaded our country without permission and are living, getting fluffed up pillows and sheet changes and fresh towels. And the taxpayers of New York, like yours truly, my neighbors, are paying for this, and they're not. The illegal aliens are not. So it's total bedlam. It's complete chaos. Totally unacceptable. Yeah. And the only way to take care of this is to send Joe Biden back to his dungeon in Delaware once and for all.
Exactly. And how long is it going to take us to clear up this mess? I mean, you talk about papers, papeles. Yo necesito papeles, They don't need papers. They're just coming in. Yeah, no one is sticking papers. Hey, but let me ask you this. Of these migrants, these illegal migrants coming in, how many of them, DeRoy, do you think are owned by the cartels? What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting question. A lot of these folks, in order to get in, the cartels essentially control the border. They'll say, all right, you got to pay us X amount of money, and then when you get over the border, we know where you're going. We need you to pay us money, essentially like a royalty, if you will, for whatever money you make. And if you don't send us that money, we're going to track your relatives down back home and injure them, hurt them. I've heard of cases where people are being held for ransom. If the money isn't paid, they cut their fingers off and send fingers back to these people, so they'll know that, hey, we really do have your cousin Juan or your granddaughter Wendy,
your daughter or whatever. Exactly.
Whatever it is.
No,
this is total brutality. This is mayhem, and Joe Biden has created a situation where people are coming in and they're not coming with passports and coming to airports where they can be greeted and by their relatives, come in legally and be taken care of in safety. These people are coming across an open border. The cartels, in many cases, rape women, impregnate them. Some of these women who come in these caravans take birth control pills specifically so they get raped, they don't get pregnant. And then they get here. Some of them are turned into sex slaves, and slaves as in they're not free and they've got to sit there and have sex with people against their will, which is called rape. In other instances, these people come in, and as I say, have got to send money to cartels to almost like an indentured servitude type situation. And Joe Biden has created a situation where these cartels are able to take advantage of these people, injure them, in some cases kill them. Other people come across the border and dehydrate. They just lay down next to a cactus and die of thirst. None of those things would be happening if we told people, look, if you want to come in here, come legally, and then you come in, you either take a bus across, you take a car across. You come legally, we know who you are, you can enter safely, you're not going to be raped, you're not going to be left starving next to a Gila monster. And Joe Biden said, you know what, we just need as many future Democrats of America to come here, into this country, and eventually start voting Democrat. And if, several hundred thousand a year drop dead in the desert or get raped or turned into sex slaves, that's just collateral damage. Too bad, who cares? It's appalling and disgusting and a massive human rights violation being perpetrated by the man behind the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office, President Joseph Robinette Biden.
Well, and the thing is that Joe Biden, based on his history and what we're learning more and more, I don't think he's ever seen an opportunity
that will escape him where he can't get his beak wet. So it makes you wonder how much the cartels are putting into his Biden family business in order to, I think last year, what did they do? Something like $13 billion in profits, the cartels reported? If you can believe that number.
It is a huge number. And I looked into this last year, and the revenue of the cartels collectively, I forget the number, I'm in front of me right now, but the number, believe it or not, is almost exactly the dollar equal to the revenue of the Fox News Corporation. Can you believe that? The cartels were traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Their revenue would be equal almost exactly to what Fox News made in 2022 or 2021.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. That is amazing. 3 minutes left. I want to talk about the NAACP. Okay, now, help me understand this. The NAACP, when we've got baseball teams that are changing their names because they're wrongly titled, they offend a certain people's group, indigenous people, on and on. And here we've got the NAACP in 2023, and they still have colored people in their name?
Yes, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Yeah, isn't that something? We also have UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, so that is kind of funny. Maybe they should change their name into something altogether different because, you know, I'm triggered. Not about you. I'm nervous. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry I brought that up because you're exactly right. I triggered both of us. I apologize.
We're both triggered. We'll be able to get through the rest of the day today. Astonishing.
Exactly.
Yeah, these are people who block orders, everybody, and they still have that, shall we say, dated. Let's be nice and call it a very dated name.
Yeah.
And as you know, they issued that travel advisory saying that if you are black or Hispanic, stay out of Florida. I know you live in Florida, so Bill, I recommend you, move out of there and go somewhere where you'll be safe, like maybe Chicago. We can go there.
Yeah.
won't have to suffer like you do in Florida, where it's just not safe.
Yeah. No, I know it's terrible. Either Chicago, New York. You know, we can watch each other's back here, San Francisco.
Right.
You know, it's just unbelievable that they make this statement. Well, guess what? You know, the people here just kind of hum that kind of ridiculous statement. But it gives them a headline, I guess.
And apparently, the president of the NAACP lives in Tampa, I believe. He lives in Florida.
So it's such a
dangerous place, but he lives in Florida. How does that work?
That's the same reason that Barack Obama buys a palace on the eastern seaboard, right?
Yeah, he's got that beautiful mansion right on the water in Martha's Vineyard while he runs around and tells people that the rising oceans because of global warming are going to wipe out anybody within 3 miles of the beach, but yet he's got a house right on the beach. So, you know, it could be that these people don't really mean what they're saying.
Yeah, you think? I mean, we've got to find a way to bring a close to this insanity. It's like, okay, we've let you play for a while. You've had your fun. You've done nothing with this opportunity. You've just put a wrecking ball through everything that is associated with America, every culture. And you know what? We're done with you. It's time for you to go someplace else, but not here anymore. And shame on the media. I don't care how many more Pulitzer Prizes you want to hand out for phony stories. You know, that's up to you. I think you've degraded the award, and that's a shame. Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. DeRoy Murdoch, the one and only Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care, buddy.
You bet, Bill. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all